The Bush administration hailed today's handover of power in Iraq as a promise kept. News analyst Daniel Schorr says the news of the administration's forays overseas today also illustrates a policy retired.
The American-led coalition may have scored a modest coup over the jihadists by staging the transfer of power in secret 2 days early, but that it had to be done this way illustrated the hard times on which the Bush doctrine has fallen. It seems a long time ago, but it was only 2 years ago at the West Point graduation that President Bush enunciated his doctrine. We must take the battle to the enemy, disrupt his plans, and confront the worst threats before they emerge. And it was only last January that the president said in the State of the Union message that America would not submit to the objections of a few. America will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of the country, he said. And yet, he bargained for a supporting resolution from the United Nations Security Council on almost any terms. On his latest trip to Europe, he courted countries he once spurned, like Germany and France. He joined the European Union in a communique promising full respect of the Geneva Conventions on Treatment of Prisoners, ending the dispute among the lawyers in his administration. At the NATO summit in Istanbul, the president abandoned all hope of getting any significant commitment of troops for Iraq. He settled for a face-saving agreement to provide training personnel for the new Iraqi army. Whether in Iraq or in some less perilous country like Jordan, Turkey, or the Gulf Emirates, remained open. Clearly, America's major European allies were not willing to make more than symbolic gestures of cooperation on Iraq. The bitter differences of the war are over, said President Bush, as though wishing it were so. His staunchest ally, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, less sanguine, said he was not sure people were convinced that the plan for Iraq would work. But Mr. Bush seemed inclined to settle for whatever he could get. It looks as though American hegemony is on the shelf. This is Daniel Schorr.